Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can hope is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, my friends, it's story time again on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, and this week's story is entitled Doll Baby. Now, I don't make too many on-air requests for fear of burdening my small cadre of regular listeners with unreasonable demands, but there has been a somewhat uncharacteristic silence in the face of one of my recent appeals, which has me wondering what's going on. You see, sometimes when I'm on the air, I need to punctuate what I'm saying with a special sound effect. At big fancy radio stations, they have any number of sound effects queued up by a resident sound engineer. And if you want to hear a horn honking or a cow mooing or a crowd roaring, you just push a button labeled stupid sounds on it, and out the sound comes. At a poor little non-commercial station like KPTZ, we have no resident sound engineer and no such magic button to push. So if you want a sound effect and you don't know how to use your computer to do it, you have to bring in your own noisemakers. Now, I have many such noisemakers. For example, there is the sound of a chicken clucking. And we have the sound of a bomb dropping. And the sound of cats fighting. Periodically, there are moments during the show when I'm talking about my childhood or some juvenile behavior that I have engaged in where I need a baby crying noise. I have never found a sound machine that produces a baby crying noise, and thus I have had to imitate the baby myself, like wah, wah, wah. And I find that very dissatisfying and moderately humiliating. So I've been looking for cheap baby noise makers for quite some time. And I actually assumed they'd be quite easy to find. I thought I could just pop in at the local thrift store every week and check out the used doll department. Surely there would be any number of discarded dolls that made a crying noise if you squeezed them just right. Then I would bring in a bag of cheap old dolls to my show each week, and I'd line them up around the control board, and I'd squeeze them at the appropriate time. Now, I'm not unaware of how strange that would look, an old man lining up his dolls around his work area and poking them every once in a while. But I'm willing to risk humiliations and even accusations of perversion to deliver a quality radio show. I will admit, however, I did not anticipate the skeptical and worried looks I would get at Goodwill as I was pawing through the bins of half-naked babies and squeezing their tummies. I understand if some of my fellow shoppers confused my vigor with arousal, but in my opinion, there was no need to complain to store security. Sometimes I think my life is just one big misunderstanding. Anyway, do you know what I found after months of searching? Months and months of squeezing little baby dolls? Nothing. It seems that babies that only cry are out of fashion. There are dolls that wet their pants. There are alien dolls that see through your skin out of great big eyes. There are dolls that regurgitate their food. There are dolls that kill attacking ninjas. And there are lifelike dolls for Alzheimer's patients. But there are no dolls that simply cry. I know, because I tried them all. That is when, about a month and a half ago, I asked you, my friends, to search through your child's old toy box to see if you couldn't locate a discarded baby doll that cries and that would be a good candidate for donation to the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. I even offered you an option. If it was too awkward for you to be seen carrying a baby doll to the radio station, you could simply cut open the little Moppet and send me the noisemaker in his or her chest. What type of response have I had, you might ask? Zero. Zilch. I have not had one single response. I figure there are many possible reasons for this deafening lack of feedback. After all, this is a small market, so perhaps the few of you who listen have no access to discarded baby toys. I fear, however, a more sinister scenario. This is the scene I imagine. One of my male listeners, it has to be a guy, of course, hears my plea and responds by sorting through the old toy chest and finds a castaway baby Lovapoo with the cutest little squeaker. He sees no need to send baby Lovapoo to the station when all I want is the noisemaker. So he takes this cute and lifelike little vinyl bundle of joy to his shop, where he disrobes the child and sharpens his hooked 7.5-inch titanium linoleum blade and begins to slice into the baby's chest cavity. At that very moment, his wife or significant other walks in and stops dead in her tracks. The scene she sees before her of her lover eviscerating a child is so incredible and so bizarre and so seemingly incomprehensible that she is struck dumb. Before he can even speak and tell her about the guy on the radio, she has retreated to the house in horror. Something unspeakable and abominable has happened to their relationship that may never be repaired. For all I know, this scene has been repeated throughout the entirety of Jefferson County, with dozens of marriages and family ties destroyed and shattered past the point of recovery. With half-gutted vinyl dolls lying on abandoned workbenches throughout the Quimper Peninsula as husbands and wives attempt to recover their marital equilibrium through therapy and all-night discussions. And all I wanted was a little baby squeaker. So in the interest of improved relationships and harmony between the sexes, I now officially withdraw my request for a baby crying doll and apologize for all unintended consequences. I will henceforth punctuate my baby stories in less impactful ways like this, like when, wah, wah, wah. I don't like to do that, but I'm willing to sacrifice my own emotional comfort and self-respect for the sake of your marriage. Thanks for listening to Storytime and the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.